Would you ever consider changing your name? What if someone was offering you a prize to change it to a specific name of their choosing? That's in a sense what happened in the 1990s in this small town. You can still come here and find the story, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Gene Nimitz is the mayor of Ismay, Montana, a small town on the rugged prairies of the southeastern part of the state.
It's a railroad town, cattle town. I'm sure George Custer come through here, probably the last trip you made.
In the 1920s and 30s, the population was over 300 people. Today, it's under 20. It's the smallest incorporated town in the state. Gene, who runs the local grain elevator, has been the mayor here since 1988. And perhaps no one would have given this place much notice, if not for a call Gene received back in 1993.
Just out of the blue, KY102 radio station called to see if we wanted to change our name to Joe Montana for the football season.
KY102 in Kansas City was hoping to get a small town in Montana to change its name in honor of the new quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Joe Montana. Of course, changing the name of a town required a vote of the people, but that's not a huge task when you live in Ismay, Montana.
Everybody was for it. I think there was, at that time, there was 8 or 9 actual registered voters. And so we had a meeting, and we bit, and we went for it.
The governor also had to give his blessing, which he did, and the name of the town changed. Well, some of the time.
He okayed us during the football season, so we were able to do that every year. So many months out of the year, it was Joe, and then the rest of the time, it was Ismay.
Gene's mom was in charge of the local post office, and the Postal Service also allowed for a Joe Montana cancellation stamp, and special Joe Montana envelopes with those stamps were sold as well. The town also hoped to raise a little money through other sales.
To fix an old Army truck up into a fire truck, we were looking to raise probably $3,500 to $4,000.
But this idea grew much bigger than that important request. Next time, I'll share just how big this town became as we travel the countryside in Ismay and sometimes Joe, Montana. I'm Andrew McCray.